This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
Jesus is the sweetest name I know,
and he's just the same as his love for me.
And that's the reason why.
A young lady laying on her deathbed is the background of this song story. Lila Long is the writer. The pastor of the Moody Church in Chicago was summoned to a hotel where this young lady was not expected to make it through the night. He prayed with her and then led her to Jesus Christ. The family thanked him and he told them to keep him informed. They left the next morning to head home to California. The pastor didn't know what happened until years later when he took a pastorate in California. The parents and their daughter came up to him and apologized for not telling him of their quick departure. The girl thanked him for leading her to Christ and gave him a manuscript of a song she had written about the experience. There have been names that I have loved to hear, but never has there been a name so dear to this heart of mine as the name divine, the precious, precious name of Jesus. Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same as his lovely name. And that's the reason why I love him so. For Jesus is the sweetest name I know. A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
With that theme, we welcome you to Swap Shop on a Friday.
On a Friday.
Friday.
I hope everyone is doing. You know, it's you kind of look forward to, you know, the end of the week. But, you know, it's I don't know, weekends in the wintertime kind of like just go by so fast to me. I don't know what it is, but it's kind of like no sooner than I leave on Friday, then it's like it's time for me to get back up on Monday morning because it's just like nonstop.
Yeah, maybe Saturday we're trying to get in all the things that we couldn't get done during the week because it gets dark so early.
That's what I was alluding to. Yeah, because it's still it's such a rush of time during the wintertime. You just don't have any.
It is, and speaking of wintertime, well, it is winter, and we've got moisture coming through the area, and just real quick, a tracker has been attached to a cell that's going to be coming through our area, 1219 here at the station, so I don't know exactly what we're, I keep looking and waiting, then it'll move on, 1221,
okay,
to be exact, then it's going to head on Penrose, Blantyre, Etowah, Horseshoe, Mills River, Mountain Home, Naples, and Fletcher. That's the route it's taking, and about 1231, Fletcher, so between now and about 1230, be moving through. I keep watching, and we're getting reports of sleet Is it? Did it?
It's laying out here on the banister.
Here it comes.
So it's actually sleeting here.
Well, so we'll add us to the list.
There we go.
And we know it's sleeting in Canton, mm-hmm. and it's 42 degrees there.
Yeah.
Sleeting in Hendersonville.
Yeah.
Sleeting and snowing in Highlands.
Okay.
Sleeting in Rosman.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember. Started with sleeting on Jeter Mountain. I got a call on that
one. Jeter Mountain. Yeah.
So just be careful. Yeah.
Well, the thing is the difference between sleet and freezing rain is the fact that we've got cold air above us.
Yep.
And we've got, so it's already turned to sleet or little ice pellets before it hits the ground. It's going to bounce around and probably shouldn't cause us too much trouble as we go through the afternoon. Although, I think matter of fact, maybe not so much here in the mountains, but in the upstate, we saw schedules, this stuff starting to affect school schedules. And because of the high winds and the rain that's coming, several of the Greenville and Spartanburg school systems are already going to dismiss early today. So in anticipation of the severe weather that's coming.
So just be safe as we've got rain. How much of it? National Weather Service says we could get half to a 3/4 of an inch of rain this afternoon.
Yep.
And then maybe another quarter to a half inch overnight.
Yeah.
My thought would be if the moisture lingers when the temperatures drop.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's going to, they're not saying anything. So that was just, that was me thinking.
Yeah.
So just be careful if you're out late tonight, and I'd just say kind of slow it down anyway.
Yeah.
And speaking of slowing it down and, kind of obeying the law and be smart. don't be a doofus.
Yeah.
They don't put
that's
that
a good word
on
for it. Yeah.
Don't be a doofus.
Yeah.
But, first, you gave the story in the news this morning.
Yeah, I gave this the brief details of it, but we certainly need to reiterate it for folks.
Crossing barriers or barricades going around them, or even if you know a road is closed going or it should be closed going through it, you could face a hefty fine.
Oh, yes.
They didn't give the amount that I saw, but they listed it as heavy.
Yeah.
And up to 45 days in jail.
Yeah.
If you're caught going around a barricade to a closed road, you could be convicted of a Class 1 misdemeanor or face a charge of reckless driving.
The thing is, that is what this is all an effort to, is to try to discourage people, obviously, from breaking the law. You don't want to break, it is a law, especially with the county. There's different disaster preparedness levels and disaster levels.
Mm-hmm.
And when Henderson County, this is where the story come out of, when Henderson County went to a level 3, okay, that changes things in regards to the law, in regards to, what enforcements that they can impose on people. Not only did it, the state, when it got declared an emergency, Governor Cooper frees up. It's kind of the same principle. But that being said, a Class 1 misdemeanor, that hangs around on your record for a while.
Yeah.
Not to mention a reckless driving charge is going to add buku points to your license.
Oh,
and insurance rates are going to skyrocket.
And that'll hang with you for a while.
And that's for at least 7 years. And then you're looking at, the fact is, the jail time. Who would want to go to jail over going around a barricade? All of this is a deterrent, because when you get hung, when you get caught in these rising waters, and particularly in the acute phase of the event, such as Tuesday night, and when you get Monday night, Tuesday night, when you get caught in that kind of, and you put rescue and first responder lives at risk, and and they're having to be out there trying to save you, then that, from your own, as we said a minute ago, from being a doofus, that is where you have to pay for that stupidity, and it can cost you big time. So not only when you talk about hefty fines, we're also talking about the cost of the rescue.
Oh. This is breaking news. We had a little breaking news theme.
A breaking news theme,
this just in from our man on the street, or can I put daughter in the car?
Uh-huh.
Butler Bridge between Mountain Home and, we call it Pepsi, right through there, is closed.
Yeah.
And my daughter and husband are out. They saw a few vehicles go around the barricade and through the water.
Yeah.
And there was a cop on the other end giving out tickets.
There you go. How about that?
That's a beautiful thing.
Breaking story.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Now, I'll say this. Now, times are different now. Times are majorly different now. I remember, this is no joke, and when I was driving the bus in high school, okay, I was one of those high school drivers. A lot of us were. You drove the bus in high school. There were days, particularly like, for example, I drove the Etowah route. And so down here where it floods on River Road, near Cummins Road, near Willow Mountain Road, that area floods all the time. Back before they even raised it up a little bit. There were days, you know, it was no such mandate. You couldn't alter your route, period. You didn't alter your school bus route. And there were days that we were instructed to drive through the water. Now, now it was where the instruction was that if we could see the yellow line.
Okay.
So there was a caveat to it. But that being said, I look back at that and go, oh, my soul. Because I've seen so much happen since those days.
It's true.
But, you know, and I've driven, even in my POV back in the day, you know, with us bunch of guys growing up, had our jacked up trucks and all of that stuff. I would never have dared gone through something in the acute phase with the very rushing waters kind of thing. Yeah. That's just a no-no.
Yeah.
But then again, I've been through some deep water before, recreationally. Yeah, much to my dismay, when all was said and done, it just wreaks havoc on your equipment and the way vehicles cost now.
It does, and things are different. Not that the water didn't carry the same, volume and strength at that time, but you know, laws were a little different and procedures were different. And two things that I want to mention with it is that let me back up to the Tuesday night incident. It was Tuesday night?
Yeah.
They had some of the rescue crews, the boat capsized and whatnot.
Right.
They were getting to folks that were not out joyriding.
Not at all.
The people that they were going to rescue were people trying to take care of their livestock and make sure that their animals were safe.
Yeah. So they were stranded.
I just wanted to make sure that folks understood that it was not some joyriders that put the rescue crews in danger or created that. And I believe that one of the emergency or fire chief emergency vehicle folks, they put that word out.
Yeah.
And I wanted to just kind of reiterate that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing, we talked, I guess it was this week, about, I guess my word of the day is doofus, about the doofus that went over Looking Glass in a kayak.
Yeah.
When the water was raging.
Yeah, I mean, the video has emerged.
Yes.
Yeah.
You not only did something that wasn't smart, but you had somebody video you.
Mm-hmm.
And that video got into the hands of the officials.
That's right.
It's my understanding that they're actively looking for the person that went over Looking Glass in their kayak, and that individual could face, I'm not going to say that he will, but could and likely will face federal charges.
And the reason why that is because it happened on federal land.
And you broke federal law.
And you went around barriers, you went around gates, you went around fences, and found yourself in that situation.
Yeah.
And so that being said, you know, you think it's bad if you get a misdemeanor for going around a barrier.
Felony.
Yeah. I mean, imagine this. God forbid, and I wouldn't wish on nobody, but imagine this. You go over that, and I've seen it. I've seen not only the video, but I've seen it, you know, not nearly that bad as it was, but I've seen it raging across the. I've witnessed it. I bought it myself. Coming across that Looking Glass Falls. And I'm telling you, for someone to do that and then, you know, subsequently get injured or trapped and couldn't get out, and then you have to put crews on the ground to go find you and try to help you get out, and all of that would be incurred. It's just not a very good thing. You know, I see people, Saluda, where I live, it's becoming a kayak draw all across the world. People come there to kayak, particularly in what we call the Narrows, which is the area below Lake Summit that runs down through, it's the Green River, and it runs down through what we call the Narrows and down toward where it joins into Broad River out toward, through Polk County, out toward Rutherford County. Well, the Narrows is a very, 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 it's since the title, it's very narrow, it's very rocky, and the Green River runs down through there, and there's a lot of challenges.
The rapids.
I mean, the rapids, you know, it's beyond class 5 rapids that you'd go to Nantahala, or you'd go to any of those places where you go tubing. You don't go rafting down the Narrows. Okay. It's a kayaking thing, and it was raging like big time. And even kayakers in that area would have been foolish to try to go down through there. If you do stuff like that, they're coming for you. And I don't know about this guy, but I don't know.
Well, we have a former EMT I worked with the emergency services said that even in the summer, hiking in there to get somebody who's hurt is not something you want to put the rescuers through.
Yeah, I mean, people climb up that, sadly, people climb up the edge of Looking Glass Falls. They climb up around the top and, you know, so that they can jump off into that pool. And, you know, that pool is not very deep in the summertime, you know, especially, you know, when we've had drought conditions.
Yeah.
But to go off of there in a kayak,
What has happened to common sense?
Yeah,
I'm just gonna say it. Yeah. I was thinking it, but I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna say it. What is happening?
I don't know.
It's like people have lost their minds.
Yeah, just to get their 15 seconds of fame.
Well, you think that because they're, you know, you got the camera on you. If you're gonna do something dumb, you definitely want to capture it.
Yeah.
Then you want to share it with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said their husband drove a bus when he was in high school.
That's what it was. If a state truck could get through it, then the bus would follow. That's right. Okay. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah. So I'm not saying we're going to have flooded roads today, but we do have some roads that are still closed.
Still closed, yeah.
And just a reminder, don't go around the barricades. They had a slide up on forest land in the Pisgah National Forest.
Mm-hmm.
Cold Springs Road and Brown Gap Road.
Yeah.
Are in Haywood County are closed because of a rock slide.
Yeah.
That happened.
Everybody uses that road. You ever heard of Max Patch?
I have. Yep. They were saying that people use it to get there.
They use that to get up to the trailhead up there.
Okay.
Yep. So that's why it's made such a big impact, because people do a lot of hiking in that area.
Okay.
Yep.
And then they said US 64 between Buck Creek and Brush Creek in Macon County is closed.
Mm-hmm.
The bridge on US 74 Business that crosses Second Broad River in Rutherford County closed.
Yeah.
And you got that one lane bridge closure on South Mills Gap Road in Edneyville.
Right.
The bridge about just washed away, so it's not safe.
Yep.
And they say that over in the Colusage Gorge on 64, a lot of people apparently use that as a route. They've got it closed till at least the end of the month.
Yeah.
The waters came in and took out most of the earth till about the yellow line.
What they said, yeah.
I saw a picture, and it looked,
Yeah.
And it's a big stretch. About 80 feet.
Yeah, and they said that the route, this is what's going to be hard for folks in that area, because even though the route that they've chose for the detour, they're not recommending trucks going that route. So anybody that uses 64 to go to that area over there near Highlands is going to
have to do?
Yeah, I don't know. They're probably, what you're going to have to do is take the long way down and probably go around, probably into South Carolina and then come back up. Yeah, or go all the way up, like, you know, back up toward, probably over toward Haywood County, and then come back, you know, back on the other side.
That's
a
trip.
And that's going to be a haul. Yeah, it's going to be a haul, especially for trucks.
Detour is no trucks.
Yeah, detour is no trucks.
And they say end of the month is when they're hoping that'll get fixed.
Yeah.
And let's just do a little bit more traffic talk today.
That was all my news this morning for some reason. Yeah.
Did you get the contract awarded about the roundabouts?
Well, I didn't go into great commentary about it. I just gave the stats because
Two roundabouts coming.
It's here.
It's coming to a road near you.
Great.
If you're in Transylvania County.
Lovely.
And this is going to be a big one. I'm not really sure how they're going to do this, but they say, I went on and looked and read a little bit, said that they will keep at least one lane in each direction open at all times.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll say that, and then I'll go and say, hey, the roundabouts are coming. They've awarded the contract, and they say that clearing and stuff can already start now. Mm-hmm. Utility line relocations are already underway.
Yeah.
And it's the roundabout on 64 near the entrance to the Pisgah National Forest, is 64, 276, and 280.
Yep.
There you have it. And then they're going to put another one not far away at 280 and Deaver Road and at the Walmart entrance. That's Forest Gate Drive, but I call it Walmart.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And they say that, again, they've already working on utility line relocations and could be clearing, and that the actual boots on the ground mobilization part could start April 15th.
Well, here it comes.
There you go.
Spring, summer 2024.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I looked at on the DOT at roundabout stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they have this whole thing.
Cool.
They talk about how to, you know, and they got a picture of it and everything on Brevard. If you go to Brevard News, the city of Brevard put out a whole spiel about it.
Okay.
But apparently, in the middle of the roundabouts, there's like a concrete skirt.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, or they call it a truck apron.
Oh.
And that's to help drivers of the big rigs maneuver through the roundabout.
Go through all the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're kind of, as I read that, kind of meant to go up on that
I guess so.
Skirt.
Yeah.
But they say give trucks and buses extra room.
Yeah.
Big trucks should use the concrete island or the truck apron.
Yeah.
Never enter a roundabout when an emergency vehicle is in it with its lights flashing.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm like, okay, do you just stop?
What do you do?
They say drivers.
What if you're already in the roundabout?
It says if you're already in the roundabout, exit at the first opportunity and pull over.
Okay.
Bicyclists should pick the appropriate lane before they get in the roundabout, and they should stay in the middle of their own lane. They should not use the shoulder.
Huh.
And don't pass a bicyclist in a roundabout. And pedestrians should use the marked crosswalks.
Oh, boy.
And they do this whole thing. They give a bunch of stuff here. But what I got, most helpful thing I got from the article, if you're coming into a roundabout and you are planning to just continue straight on the road that you're on, you should be in the left lane.
Okay.
If you are planning to take a right,
you
should be in the right-hand lane. If you, because that's what they say, typically you'll be in the right lane to exit right.
Right.
You stay in the left lane to go straight.
On a two-lane roundabout.
Yeah, on the two-lane.
Okay.
So, I don't know, but they're coming whether we like them or not.
Yeah.
It's where it's happening.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, now they're saying, I don't know, 18, 17, they may be larger, but I doubt it, because they're putting concrete aprons instead of making the radius and the diameter of the roundabout bigger. We'll just put a concrete skirt around the edge so they can drive up on it.
In looking at the photos, you know, the mock-up, the plans, I guess it would be a better way to put it, it did look bigger than the current roundabout on 64.
Yep.
All right, back to weather.
We've got sleet going on outside.
It's
sleeting down at the warehouse from what some folks are telling us.
Sleeting in Brevard.
Yep, and it's sleeting. So we've got sleet going on in our area right now. So don't know how slick it's going to make things, so just kind of be mindful as you travel.
Yeah, I'm trying to watch. It's not.
I mean, it's not major.
It's not heavy here right now.
Kind of just pinging off the railing out here.
But you can see it.
You can see it, yeah.
I have to look close, and every now and then I'll see one.
Okay.
And so just be safe.
Fairview, we've got sleet. Okay.
All right.
So thank you for letting us know that.
We're at 35. We've warmed up a degree.
Yeah.
It was 34 earlier.
Yeah.
We'll see what the weather's going to do. We'll keep an eye on it. You hate to say anything, but about what you think it's going to do, because it just goes and proves you wrong.
Yeah.
Well, swap shop time. We also want to take a look at our Carolina calendars today. Mm-hmm. And I did want to mention something here. Please pray for folks out in the Midwest.
Oh, yeah.
Pray for Lamar and Chastity Whittemore in South Dakota. Mm-hmm. SRN News gave that life-threatening wind chills there in South Dakota. Pray for Brother Ken Trivett, missionary out there. Mm-hmm. And he's got a funeral today, if I understood that text correctly.
Yep.
And it was the feel-like temperature was 31 degrees below zero.
That's correct.
I think that was the feel-like temperature.
Yeah.
And so he was just asking for prayer.
Mercy.
And then Brother Jones sent the reading, was it from Billings, Montana?
I think it was somewhere Red.
Oh, sorry, Red Lodge.
Red Lodge, Montana.
And it was 23 degrees below zero.
Yeah, yeah.
And I believe that was the actual temperature.
Yeah, that's the actual temperature.
Feels like 49 degrees below zero.
That's, no.
And we've got missionaries out there. And pray for a missionary family. I'm going to kind of scroll back up through here so I can make sure that I get all the details right. Pray for them. They're out there in this area with these 40 degree below zero temperatures or close to it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to add additives to their propane so it will work in that cold of temperatures.
Yep.
And they're just running through a lot because their furnaces, I mean,
you can imagine,
furnace would run continually.
You can imagine. I mean, think about this. A lot of us, we compare this to the fact that, you know, when we get around zero outside, if you've got a heat pump in your house, more than likely it's going to be constantly running.
Right.
I mean, it's just going to, it has a hard time keeping up.
No matter how low you set your temperature.
You could set your thermometer or your thermostat in your house down to, you know, 60 degrees or 55 degrees.
Yeah.
But when it gets down to zero or below outside, your heat pump's going to run constantly because it's not designed. Things that they have to do out west in order to keep their furnaces running is, you know, something like that. You know, additives to not only fuel, diesel fuel, but also to propane and
everything,
things like that. So
please pray for them.
Pray for folks. That's just, to me, and I don't care what anybody says, you know, some say, well, it's a different kind of cold.
Mm-hmm.
No, cold is cold, if you ask me.
Yeah, 49 degrees below zero.
With a wind chill factor of 40, you know, when it's 49 degrees with the wind blowing outside, you know, making it feel like it's 49 below zero.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says. That's, you know, that's not a different kind of cold to me.
It's not.
No.
And then another prayer request before we get into items. Please pray for Pastor David Reed and his family. He pastors the Bible Baptist Church in Waynesville.
Yeah.
And Brother Reed's mother went home to be with the Lord this past Tuesday, Mrs. Patricia Gail Reinhart Reed. And you gave her obituary this morning, but we wanted to extend our love and prayers to the Reed family. God bless you all.
Yeah.
And that service is going to be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Crawford Ray Funeral Home. And Brother Reed's going to be doing the service for his mother. So if you would say a special prayer for Brother Reed, I know he'd appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And praying for all of his family as well. But just wanted to extend our condolences publicly to them and ask folks to pray as he does his mother's funeral.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sure that's
remember him today.
Yeah, please do. Please do. All right. Swap Shop, 828-884-9427. Somebody said Rosman went from 38 to 37 in the last 45 minutes.
Yeah, that cold air aloft, or cold air underneath. We've got warmer air aloft, cold air below. So as the rain falls through the cold atmosphere, it's turning to sleet. And that's what's hitting the ground. So kind of the opposite of what we have with freezing rain. So,
and I'll take sleet over freezing rain
any day
of the week.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. We got some mixed puppies, multiple colors available. They're various sizes, or small in size, I should say. Very sweet, that is. $50 rehoming fee, 556-0780, 556-0780.
Where did we start?
I started at the top. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Fairview Rest Home. Or did you take that one out?
Let's see.
Let me refresh. You're probably newer than me.
It's okay. I was
there we go.
Just like, I'm not sure where you where you started.
Okay. Well, let's do this. we'll skip that when we get down to it. Let's just start back at the top. Okay.
Mixed Hound Dog.
There we go.
Tan and white, 23 weeks old, up to date on all its shots. Very sweet-natured dog. Call for more information at 904-400-4308. 904-400-4308.
We've got a washing machine for sale for $40. Also, a new stationary bike for $30. Text only at 276-6282. 276-6282.
1-year-old Australian Shepherd. It's male. Looking for a home, preferably a farm with room for him to run. Call for more information at 384-4447. 384-4447.
A job opportunity over in the Fairview area. Fairview Rest Home is looking to hire an activity director and 3 nurses' aides or CNAs. Prefer some experience and must apply in person at 3016 Cane Creek Road in Fairview between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can call Kathy at 828-628-1565 or Laura at 828-628-1066, 628-1565, or 628-1066. Schedule your appointment.
Here, some coats. Here, two coats. There is a double-breasted red wool Pendleton coat. It's a size 8 for $50. And they have a heavy beige wool coat. It's a London Fog, size large, for $40. 891-1603, 891-1603.
I think that'll do it for
all right,
items.
Let me jump over here, and I don't see anybody on
the
birthday book except
yep.
Pastor Thomas Holbrooks.
There we go, yeah.
Pastors the Stony Mountain Baptist Church in Hendersonville.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you, Pastor
Amen,
Holbrooks.
Yeah, appreciate you folks over there.
Amen.
Amen.
Great folks, and hope you have a wonderful, wonderful birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to you.
Maps looking okay?
Yeah,
well, let's see.
We have that area over in the gorge. I think they've got some issues.
Them.
Is those closures now?
It says it's closed.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, all righty then.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's new. So, again, I-40 closed.
Over in Haywood County.
Yeah,
Fines
sure
Creek,
is.
Iron Duff area.
So let's see here. Let's see what it looks like. The eastbound lane, okay, that's what it is. The eastbound lane is closed on 40, and it's all the way from 276, all the way back to, I think that is what, is that Fines Creek? Yep, to the Fines Creek exit.
Huh.
They've got it closed. And they're not giving.
I am looking on drive.
They're not giving a time either.
NC.gov, and it's not giving me anything.
No. I mean, that's just it's just saying it's closed. And westbound traffic is backed up at that same location at 276. So it's very slow right there. I would imagine that it has to do with something right there.
You think he's got something right there at the 276?
It's past that. It's on up probably toward right when you get to that second. It's the second bridge.
Okay.
Because I just went through there recently. So it's that going westbound, it's going to be that second bridge area that they're working on. So I don't know why it's shut down. But
the eastbound traffic, it's showing its this closure is right around 276,
mm-hmm.
right?
And it's backed up all the way to Fines Creek.
Yeah.
Wow.
We'll keep an eye on that because it's odd to not have any more information.
Right.
We'll see what we can find for you.
Yeah.
So that's a problem area. And, of course, 441 is closed.
Yeah.
I don't look for it to reopen.
I'm sure that's weather-related as well.
Yeah. Probably going to be a little while on that. But otherwise, everything else, it's okay. Very heavy in Hendersonville, and I see why.
Oh.
There is a crash on Four Seasons Boulevard.
Okay.
And that is going to be right around, right in front of Arby's there.
Okay.
That's where Hardee's, Arby's, I call that restaurant row over there.
Right.
You're going to have the mall on one side, and then you've got the fast food restaurants on the other. Looks to be pretty close to that light right there by Arby's and Burger King right in that stretch.
Okay.
So you got a little bit of a backup there. It's affecting, both directions. So Four Seasons Boulevard, again, we've got an accident there out in front of Hardee's or Arby's.
My goodness.
So be careful.
All righty.
We'll take a look in Carolina calendar. I'll catch up with you there.
All right. Well, starting coming up in February, make your plans now for the folks at Hamburg Baptist Church, inviting you to come be with them. Hamburg Baptist Church in Glenville, North Carolina, invite you to their Winter Jubilee, February the 11th through the 14th, Sunday morning at 11 a.m., Evangelist Mark Thrin, with music from the Thrin family, will be there bringing a message and singing. And then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., Pastor Austin Frady, with music by the Old Savannah Baptist Choir. Monday evening at 7 p.m., Pastor Bradley Boone, with music by the Concord Baptist Youth Choir. Tuesday evening at 7, Pastor Brian Coates, with music by the Coates family. And then Wednesday evening at 7, Dr. Charles Nicholson, the pastor at Victory Baptist Church in Rosmond. And then Pastor Jeremy Queen and the folks at Hamburg Baptist Church invite you to attend, and in his words, an old-fashioned preaching, singing, praising the Lord services that week. The church is located at 4673 Highway 107 North in Glenville, North Carolina.
Bible Baptist Church in Waynesville invites you to their upcoming Smoky Mountain Jubilee, February 12th and 13th. Services begin Monday at 2 p.m., supper at 5:30, and then the evening service at 7. And then they'll start back up on Tuesday with breakfast at 8:30 and services at 9:30, and they'll continue throughout the day, and they'll take a break for lunch and supper. And the 7 o'clock evening services on Monday nights, Pastor Tony Finney, and Tuesday night, Pastor Alfred Willis. And the other services, preachers will be called from the floor. They've got special music from the Thrin family, and Pastor David Reed and the church family welcome you. Bible Baptist Church is located at 203 Bible Baptist Drive in Waynesville. And if you need more information, give Pastor Reed a call at 704-648-6345.
There will be no solid waste or cardboard collection services for the City of Brevard customers on Monday, January 15th, in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The makeup day will be Wednesday, January 17th.
Spring Mountain Baptist Church in Fairview will be having revival services January 14th through the 19th. Sunday services at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. with Dr. Luther Spivey preaching. And then Monday through Friday nights at 7 with Pastor Matthew Morgan preaching. They'll have special music each service. The church is located at 11 Spring Mountain Road in Fairview. And if you need more information, you can call 828-551-2572.
All right. The City of Hendersonville offices will be closed in observance of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday Monday, January 15th. There'll be no garbage, recycling, leaf, or brush collection for City of Hendersonville customers on Monday. Collection for Monday customers will be delayed by 1 week. For water or sewer issues occurring on the city holiday, please use the after-hours number at 828-891-7779.
Transylvania County Board of Education will hold a regular business meeting and work session on Tuesday, January 16th at 6 p.m. That meeting will be at the Morris Education Center, which is at 225 Rosenwald Lane in Brevard. The meeting is open to the public, and they also remind you that the meeting will be live streamed, and you can view it on Facebook, or excuse me, on YouTube.
Mills River Town Council will have a hold. They'll hold a special meeting. Mercy. We're just troubled all. It's Friday.
It is.
It's a Friday. Let me start over. Mills River Town Council will hold a special meeting on Thursday, January the 18th at 6 p.m. to discuss the parks site plan revisions. The public is invited, and the meeting is also accessible via electronic means.
I find out if I ever stumble on a word that it's best to just start over, because I'm going to stumble on it every time I try to. One of those things.
Yeah, you just get to that spot.
It happens. Yeah. The Progress Baptist Church invites you to join them on Monday, January 29th at 7 p.m. as they continue their Marriage Matters and Foundations for the Family series. Speaker will be Brother Stephen Aldridge from Conestee, South Carolina. A special children's class will be offered along with infant and toddler care. The evening will conclude with a meal and fellowship. Progress Baptist Church is located at 1935 North Rugby Road in Hendersonville. Pastor Doug Raines and the Progress family invite you to join them.
Yeah, Very good.
Yeah, good. Yep. Good time there. Appreciate all that they invest in the family and and the home, and have a special meeting about every once a month.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you, I just say that, and I, you know, we give God the glory. The honor goes to the Lord, but I also believe in giving honor where honor is due, and give God the glory for it. But I tell you, they're such a precious family. Brother Doug and his precious wife and their entire family have blessed my soul so much. I mean, just incredible. The Lord used them in mighty, mighty ways all across our area. And the things that, you know, the meetings they hold and the work that he does, and Pastor Doug and his dear wife and Miss Natalie and all the family, just incredible folks. They love the Lord.
And they have a gift of music.
It's
incredible. They do work at honing that gift that God's given them.
Yeah.
But I'd say the gift of encouragement is one of the many gifts that they have.
Yeah.
But you won't be around any of them long without them encouraging you.
Yeah.
And they're just precious folks, and we appreciate them. And
thank
God for them. Well, I've got a song we can play as we head out today.
Let's do that.
But we want to remind folks Sunday's coming.
Yeah, be in your place Sunday. Going to be a little chilly, I think, once this rain moves out tonight. Be a little cold over the weekend with the wind, but going to be sunshine.
Amen.
And so be in the Lord's house. And go visit with the Son, S-O-N.
Amen.
All right?
Amen. New group, I haven't played this song by them, Victory Strings and the Old Country Church.
I like it.
How about that? Have a great afternoon, folks. Yep. Good weekend.
See you Sunday.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the Old Country Church. There with Mother I wait, and our Sundays were spent with our friends at the Old Country Church. Precious years on the morning, oh what joy they bring to me, how I long was born to be with my friends at the Old Country Church. When I knelt in the Old Country Church, and the Savior above by his wonderful love saved my soul at the Old Country Church. Precious years and memories, oh what joy they bring to me, how I long was born to be with my friends at the Old Country Church. Church. If they'd only confess, Jesus surely would bless, as he did at the Old Country Church. Precious years of memories, oh what joy they bring to me, how I long was born to be with my friends at the Old Country Church.